Thanks for listening to the Bernard Bergen Podcast. Leave a comment with two things you learned and one challenge to the information. Like and share this episode, and feel free to recommend topics we should cover on the podcast.
Are you open to change? Are you truly open to change, to being different, to leveling up, and to asking for help in the areas that you suck? You just struggle. It's just you haven't figured it out. You don't even have the right questions, so you can't even target the right answers. Are you open to change? So my book of faith says, do you not know that in a race, all runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run your race in a way that you obtain the prize. And that's found in Corinthians 9 and verse 24. The Dalai Lama said this: to exist is to coexist. So to exist, no man is an island. You have to coexist. Everyone at some point in your life has had a coach. There's no human being who has never had a coach. Everyone at some point in your life, you've had a coach. And we call them by their more formal titles. We call them mother, father, auntie, uncle, grandpa, grandma. But we've had a coach. And many of us have been fortunate to have been coached by people outside of our immediate families, like teachers, guidance counselors, school principals, some of us pastors, some of our professors, some of our managers. We've all at some point experienced coaching. But my deeper question is, while you have experienced coaching, were you coachable? And right now, today, I want to ask you this. Are you coachable? Are you truly coachable? Do you consistently ask for feedback? Do you take action when you receive that feedback? Do you remain open to change based on the feedback you receive? Now, if you answer no to any of those questions, the problem might be the face you see in the mirror. The problem might be that you're not remaining open to change. You're not remaining coachable. See, it takes true courage to ask for feedback. It takes courage to look your children in the eyes and say, how can I improve as your father? And listen openly as they share their heart. It takes courage to sit across from your spouse or your significant other and ask, what do I do that keeps pushing you away so that you can learn from their feedback, do the work, and improve? Are you up for that? Are you up for what really takes courage? Can you commit to walking in that level of courage, to being so open to change that you are consistently reaching out for feedback and brave enough to try something for the first time when it shows up? Because when you hear that feedback, typically your response is, I don't want to do that. But are you brave enough to try something for the first time based on the feedback you receive? I'm going to challenge you to be brave enough, both personally and professionally, to revisit some places where you have experienced failure. So maybe there's something in your marriage, something in your relationship, something in your professional life, something in your business, something in your life, a personal struggle, where you've experienced consistent failure. And we all know what that place is for us. And I'm going to ask for you to cultivate the courage and be brave enough to revisit that place that you experience a major failure. And see, when we revisit those places, we get to own our part in what we experience and gain the feedback necessary to move forward with the lessons that will help us grow. So I'm not asking you to revisit this place so we could hear your woe is me story. I'm asking you to revisit this place because maybe you don't have the lesson needed for the next level, because you'd rather cheat. You'd rather play with cheat codes than beat each level in succession and gain the tools you need as you consistently level up. I'm going to challenge you to own your process, ask for feedback, and be courageous enough to make the adjustment that feedback shared that you need to make. See, because if we run from feedback, we lower our competency. I'll repeat that. If we run from feedback, you lower your competency. If we run from feedback, we also lower our ability to maximize each opportunity. Because just because you've been given an opportunity doesn't mean you're taking full advantage of what's in front of you. Because sometimes we just tunnel out the feedback needed to navigate and hit our stride. So if you run from feedback, even when it hurts, we're doomed to repeat the same thinking and patterns of behavior that fuel those negative habits. And see, running from feedback ultimately drives others away, and we come up short, feeling both alone and afraid. See, our earliest coaches gave us feedback consistently, and they sprinkled it with encouragement. They reminded us that no matter the current results, we could improve if we applied ourselves. What I love about when our mothers coached us, our fathers coached us, our aunts, grandmas, they never made us feel horrible about it. They were saying, this is where you at, and here are the adjustments you need to make. And guess what? You didn't win today, but you can be tomorrow's champion. Your team can get to the championship next year, next season. But what they always reminded us, we need to make the adjustment. And guys, if we commit to making those adjustments, we'll experience the success and the sustained success that we're looking for in our lives. But you have to remain coachable. You have to remain open to change. Someone I really enjoy learning about and reading about, his name is Thomas Moorhead, and he's the chairman of Sterling Motor Cars. Now, over 30 years ago, one of Mr. Moorhead's fraternity brothers gave him some feedback on his career prospects, because at this point in his life, he was just like, you know what, I'm gonna go back to school. And this fraternity brother challenged him. He said, why don't you go work in car sales? It's an amazing industry with a ton of growth. And if you commit to it, I'm pretty sure you will see the exponential success that you're looking for. For Mr. Moorhead, being a car dealership owner was never on his bucket list. But he trusted the feedback he had received. He was courageous enough to remain coachable throughout his entire career, and he made every adjustment that was required of him. And this is what he was able to accomplish. He went on to become the first African-American Lamborghini and McLaren dealer in the history of both of these car brands. Prior to this achievement, Mr. Moorhead was also the first African-American Rolls-Royce dealer in the world, because he remained open to change. He took the feedback. He made an adjustment. He stayed coachable. And he was able to reap the rewards from the work he had to do. Personally or professionally, you are where you are because of your choices. Both personally and professionally, you are where you are because of your choices. Questions. Do you have the courage to make new ones? Do you have the courage to ask for feedback? Will you be brave enough to make the necessary adjustments, no matter how difficult? Will you lay aside your personal pride and remain coachable? Guys, everything you're after is up to you, but it doesn't mean you have to do it alone. There will be people in your life. He said his fraternity brother gave him feedback when he was about to drop his application to go to grad school and said, look, bro, you might want to come do this car sales stuff. And he was able to take it to levels his fraternity brother, who was also in the car business, weren't able to achieve. And his fraternity brother celebrated him. Why? Because he remained open to change. And now his foundation is able to do so many phenomenal things because he remained open to change. If you're coachable, if you're open to change, if you're open to feedback, if you're willing to make the necessary adjustments, no matter how difficult, you're on your way to experience a life well lived. when I have the luxury to set aside my work and invest time with my spouse, my work is not going anywhere, but my spouse can leave. Ask brothers who's been married more than once. The title wife is transferable. So when I'm going, when I have the time to invest in my spouse, I'm coachable enough to say, you know what, I need to make my adjustment. When I can put myself in a coaching environment to hear feedback, I'm putting myself in that environment because I have adjustments I still need to make to see what I want in my life. So I'm going to challenge you. Guys, I need you committed to taking the feedback, making the adjustments, and staying on the trajectory that equals a life well lived. Because if you don't, it will cost you everything. And I mean that literally. It will cost you everything. And hopefully you're still alive to rebuild. But for some of us, because we're not being coachable in our health, we don't survive the first heart attack. We don't survive the high blood pressure, the hypertension. Either you commit or you take an L. If you don't use the gifts you have, you take an L, you lose them.
Discipline is defined as a branch of knowledge. It is also defined as activity or experience that provides mental or physical training. If you add more discipline to your life than you do excuses, you will sit among the pantheon of great men whose impact has changed the world. Discipline requires connection. Discipline is sharpened by accountability. If you look into your life and see where you lack discipline, you also know where you can add accountability and connection to get better. See, there is a place of humility, a place of acknowledgement, a place of seeing who you really are in the mirror that accelerates change. Where do you lack discipline? And where will you make the connection and allow the accountability that will change your life?
You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen Podcast.